In Christ Jesus, the reason for our thanksgiving, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed. Thanks for nothing. Ever heard that said? Your friend may ask you for some help, and you help him, and everything you do turns out bad and makes it worse, and says, thanks for nothing. Your mom gets up on Thanksgiving morning, prepares a meal, gets the turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, green beans, cranberries, pumpkin pie, all of it. Looks to you, her child, for help, but you're busy. Texting, playing video games, watching football. You don't lift a finger. You come to sit down for lunch, for dinner. Your mom says sarcastically, thanks for nothing. This morning we hear of two men who went to the temple to pray and give thanks to God, and they said, thanks for nothing, but meant completely opposite things. Our lesson this morning is a familiar parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee. What did the Pharisee pray? Luke 18, 11 and 12. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I possess. He's really saying, Lord, thanks for nothing. The Pharisee wasn't thanking God at all. He was praising himself. He used I five times in his prayer. His prayer was a prayer of self-praise and boasting. It wasn't thanksgiving. In essence, he was saying, Lord, it's sure big of me to bow down to you and give thanks to you, to take the time to acknowledge you. Let me tell you how much I've done for you, how good I am. I'm not like other people, sinners, like they are. I'm a good person. I fast twice a week. I give a tithe of all that I have. So really, I don't need you. Thanks for nothing. The Pharisee actually thought that he was different from all kinds of people. He wasn't a sinner. In fact, he felt he'd done more than he needed. The law of Moses said that they should give a tenth of their crops and herds and flocks. He gave a tenth of all that he possessed. He fasted twice a week. Isn't that ironic? Fasting was to be a sign of humility, expression of repentance, sorrow for one's sins. He turned his fasting into a work righteousness thing, advertising his holiness, showing of his faith, bragging about himself. His fasting is not from the heart. This Pharisee truly believed that he was good enough to meet and exceed God's standard of morality, and he wanted God to make sure that he knew about it. His prayer of thanksgiving was as if God needed him more than he needed God. He asked God for nothing, and he really thanked God for nothing. Thanks for nothing, God. I've done it all myself. Then there was a tax collector. He also thanked God, talked about himself, said thanks for nothing, but meant something completely opposite. His prayer of thanksgiving is in Luke 18, 13, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We're told the tax collector stood afar off, probably back of the synagogue, away from such good people like this Pharisee and other respectable worshipers. Didn't even lift his eyes to heaven, for he knew he didn't deserve to even talk to God. Beat his chest, a sign of mourning. Eyes downcast, he searched his heart and soul, and he saw what God saw. A miserable, wretched sinner. In his thoughts, words, and actions. He could not, nor did he try to justify himself and excuse his sins. He didn't compare himself with others and try to make himself look better than he did. He was honest with himself. He realized he had nothing to offer to God. Nothing to brag about. Nothing to praise himself for. And so he did the only thing that he knew he could do. Turn to God's mercy. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In other words, thank you, God, for I have nothing. I am nothing. And you have mercy upon me. You forgive me for Jesus' sake. The word merciful literally means to conciliate or propitiate. This tax collector knew that Christ was sent to this world to be his propitiation, his atoning sacrifice, his satisfactory payment, that he, the sinner, would be set at right with God. Sins removed, hostility taken away. Paul declares, there is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Two men went to the temple to pray and give thanks to God. Two men prayed. But Jesus said, only one went home justified. That is, declared not guilty. Righteous with God. Which one? The world would say, I know. It's the good one. The first guy. The guy was really good. Wrong. It was not the one who proudly thanked himself for his own goodness, who bragged about himself, thanked God for nothing. It was the one who thanked God for he had nothing. He had nothing to bring before God. No goodness of his own. But what he was given was priceless. He thanked God. He was given a Savior for all of his sins. A Savior who had lived a perfect, obedient life for him, died the perfect sacrificial death on the cross for him, rose from the dead. He had nothing to bring before God but his sins, and yet he now had everything. Eternal life, forgiveness, joy, peace in Christ his Lord. Later this week, most all of us will also be going to God's house to give thanks. Thanks to God, not to ourselves. We too will confess our sins. Once again, remind ourselves of the fact that we don't even deserve to come into God's presence to give thanks. Because we too have nothing to bring before God. Nothing to satisfy his wrath, appease his anger, turn away his condemnation. And yet we'll come before God knowing that Jesus has been our propitiation, our atoning sacrifice, our satisfactory payment. He's paid our debt in full. And yet, because of our sinful natures, it's so easy for us, even on our Thanksgiving worship, to thank God for all these blessings and somehow think in our hearts that they're really somehow rewards for our being good, for our saying our prayers, for going to church, for being so nice to others, for not being as bad as other people. We too can be and are tempted to compare ourselves to others, to sit in judgment of others who have done something wrong, or to self-righteously take pride in ourselves and say, thank God I'm so humble. Everything we have has been given to us by God's grace. As Luther stated in the meaning to the Apostle Creed, God does all this because he is my good and gracious Father in heaven, not because of anything I have done to earn or deserve it. For all these blessings, it's indeed our privilege and our duty and our joy out of love to thank, praise, serve, and obey him. Yesterday, and this Thanksgiving, thank God for nothing. Not like the Pharisee who thought he needed nothing from God, but like the tax collector who knew he had nothing to bring before God, but simply clung to God's mercy in Christ Jesus. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. May our closing prayer be that which is no doubt the prayer of the tax collector as he left that temple. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being merciful to me, a sinner, for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll close with hymn 388, 1, 2, and 5.
Thank you.